From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. Reports say plans are in the works to replace U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. President Donald Trump, within the next several weeks, could name Central Intelligence Agency Director Mike Pompeo to replace Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, according to media reports, quoting senior administration officials on Thursday. Several U.S. news outlets reported that the shakeup of Trump's top national security has been under consideration for some time now, although it is not clear that Trump has made a decision. When he was exchanging with reporters at the White House, Trump claimed the secretary is still in his cabinet. The White House downplayed the reports of Tillerson's departure. U.S. President Donald Trump also sparked outrage in Britain's political establishment on Thursday with a sharp rebuke of Prime Minister Theresa May on Twitter after she criticized him for retweeting British far-right anti-Islam videos. British Parliament also registered their disapproval. This is Home Secretary Amber Rudd.
This House should be clear that this government will not tolerate any groups who spread hate by demonizing those of other faiths or ethnicities and who deliberately raise community fears and tensions. And we have been clear. President Donald Trump was wrong to retweet videos posted by far-right group Britain First.
This is VOA News from Washington, Studio 24. North Korea on Thursday released a video of its latest missile launch, which it claims has the ability to strike the whole U.S. mainland. Leader Kim Jong-un declared a test of the Hwasong-15 intercontinental ballistic missile had completed his nation's drive to become a full-fledged nuclear power. But analysts remain unconvinced that the North has mastered the technology to ensure the missile survives the difficult re-entry into the Earth's atmosphere. U.S. President Donald Trump spoke to South Korean President Moon Jae-in on Thursday for the second time since North Korea launched the missile to discuss their response. In a statement, the White House said both leaders have a strong commitment to compelling North Korea to return to the path of denuclearization at any cost. Donald Trump dismissed a Chinese diplomatic effort to rein in North Korea's weapons program as a failure on Thursday. In a tweet, Trump delivered another insulting barb against North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, whom he called Little Rocket Man and a sick puppy, after North Korea test-fired the most recent missile. Separately on Thursday, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, speaking at the State Department, welcomed Chinese efforts on North Korea, but said Beijing could do more to limit its oil. Pope Francis has arrived in Bangladesh after a four-day visit to neighboring Myanmar, a trip marked by his refusal to publicly address the Muslim Rohingya refugee crisis. The pontiff was greeted in a ceremony by the president of Bangladesh, Abdul Hamid.
The very commendable position of Your Highness, Your Holiness, has taken in favor of the distressed Rohingyas, and your passionate voice against such brutality raises hope for resolving the crisis.
Francis has been criticized by human rights activists for not specifically mentioning the Rohingyas, a minority ethnic group that has been denied basic rights for decades. Relatives and friends of people who were killed on the day Kenya President Uhuru Kenyatta was sworn in gathered on Thursday outside Nairobi's morgue to mourn their loved ones. Police in Kenya fired rifles and tear gas to break up an opposition demonstration. From Washington, I'm Ann Ball.
That's the latest world news from VOA.